time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well, and haven't asked yet, but I'm presuming that you are making progress on your goals, specific and measurable progress. And perhaps if you're not, it may be your work ethic, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. So work ethic applies to both if you have your own business and if you are an employee. And the interesting thing about work ethic, not just work ethic in general, but how you maneuver through life, is that how you do anything is a reflection on how you do everything. So if your work ethic isn't up to the standards that you may want yourself to be held to, or the standards of a millionaire, or the standards of a warrior, then perhaps your work ethic is affecting places elsewhere in your life. And so when we talk about a work ethic, there are some key points in that. And that is, you know, if you're looking at either, again, you're an entrepreneur or an employee, you need to be punctual. I mean, you have to show up on time for your assigned task, right? We're talking about a work ethic. So this work ethic is involved in generating income for you. And it means about being punctual. You have a schedule. You set yourself up a schedule. This is really important for entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, is to have a schedule and show up at your desk on time. It doesn't matter if you have a home office or if you're commuting somewhere. You need to be punctual, because that punctuality, shows a good work ethic. If you're punctual, it's actually showing respect for what you're doing. The next thing is being reliable. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Especially if you say it to yourself. If you are going to contact somebody by email or phone, make sure you do it. If you say that you're going to write an article or do something else, if you're a solopreneur, then do it. And make sure you are reliable, because part of a work ethic is people want to be able to know that what you say you are going to do, which is also perhaps another word for integrity. And integrity is also very, very critical in a work ethic. You have to, what you think, what you say, and what you do have to be aligned, especially if you're a personal trainer or a coach or somebody who works one-on-one or in small groups, because your integrity will come through. People will see that and will see the lack of integrity when you tell your clients to don't eat certain foods and yet you show up at their training sessions overweight. That's being out of integrity, and that is also being kind of reliable, because you want to be a reliable source of information. Another thing to consider with your work ethic is your diligence. Do you have the tenacity to stick it out? So if you're developing a new program, or if you are involved in a big project at work, you're getting some roadblocks, do you have the tenacity? Do you have that mental strength of a warrior to see it through? Because if you don't, and you give up and move on to something else, you will continually give up. And yes, there's a point in time, more so when you're a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, that the tasks that you're doing may not be producing results, and your diligence, your tenacity may now be required in some other direction, but it doesn't mean that you stop going after your goal. The diligence, the tenacity, is that perhaps the actions that you are taking are not paying off, and then you stop that, and it's not that you're, because you've gotten feedback that what you're doing is not working, so then you do something else. But you do something else in accordance to that goal. You don't throw the goal away. You don't say, oh, I really didn't need to do that. I will stay with it until I get that. And that also applies if you're an employee as well, because you may be given a task, maybe working with a team, and you may just get by with the minimum and say, oh, so somebody else can find out this problem. Somebody else can do this. But if you have the diligence within a corporation to perhaps go that extra mile and have that tenacity to help the other people on the team or to find out some new information, your work ethic will be recognized and you will be rewarded for it. Something else to think about is agreeableness. And it's not necessarily that you're a yes man or a yes woman or a doormat, but you're able to have rapport with everybody you're around. You know how to build rapport, and I've talked about rapport from a NLP perspective. It's not just smiling, shaking hands, and say, nice to meet you, or yes, I agree, or yes, I don't agree. Building rapport is absolutely essential in getting success in life, in whatever you want. Even if you're going to disagree with the individual, or they disagree with you, when you have rapport, it's a lot easier to disagree without having some turmoil around it. So being able to build rapport effectively is absolutely essential in a good work ethic. Ambition, you need to have that drive, that desire. Now think about the things that we've just talked about and apply it to other areas of your life. So we call this a work ethic, but it's a work that you could look at as a work ethic towards your fitness goals, a work ethic towards your financial goals, a work ethic towards your relationship goals. As we said, how you do anything is an indication of how you'll do everything. So ambition, do you have the ambition? Are you ambitious? Are you motivated? Are you fired up to do what you're doing every day? And if you're not, that is going to lead to laziness, to distraction, because if you're not ambitious about what you want to do, there will be a lot of things to distract you. There will be a lot of shiny objects out there. You go, oh, well, I wanted to do this today, but I got distracted by this, this, this. Well, that is an indication of a lack of ambition. If you really want that goal that you're going after, you will have the ambition and you will have that work ethic to go see it through. Also, a sense of responsibility. You need to be responsible, we've talked about this before, for your actions, for your results, how you respond to your results, and the ability to change the results. So there may be times, especially in a corporate world, where you're working with a team and you cannot be 100% responsible for the team results. But you certainly can be 100% responsible for your results you give to that team. And if you're an entrepreneur or solopreneur, you certainly can be responsible. And there's a big difference between being responsible and being at fault if it's a bad thing. And it's also, there's a big difference between being responsible and taking credit for the success if it's a good thing. Responsibility is how you played your part in the creation of that result. And if you don't like it, then it's also your responsibility to manage your emotions. And it's your responsibility to change those results if you don't like it. So a sense of responsibility is one of the big cores that I coach on, and that is part of a work ethic. Emphasis on quality. Today we're in such a quick fire world, 140 characters on Twitter, quick little Facebook posts, nice little quotes here and there, and we want to put out quantity, but a good work ethic also centers around quality. Is the work you're producing quality? If it was held up to somebody else's standard, would it pass? You know, if you're writing articles, if you're doing some manufacturing work, will it pass a quality control? So think about that with the work that you're doing. And then discipline. You know, all of these things kind of tie together. I hope you see that, you know, without one, you may not have the other. But with discipline, do you have the discipline to hold yourself accountable to a schedule. Hold yourself accountable to getting results. Hold yourself accountable to doing what you said you were going to do. This discipline is absolutely essential. So let's just take it from not producing revenue, but to working out. Do you have the discipline to say that you're going to work out 5 days a week and you do it? Sure, the first week might be great, the second week might be great, but the third week, do you still have that discipline? Yeah, discipline is essential in creating anything, whether it's creating a change in your body, whether it's creating a change in your relationship, whether it's creating a change in your financial position. Any way you look at it, discipline is absolutely important. And then finally, I would say that, you know, a sense of teamwork is also important in a good work ethic. And even though you may be a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, you still have teams around you. They can be virtual teams. They could be, let's say, like a virtual assistant, or they could be, you'd be listening to individuals like Tony Robbins or like myself or other people. They're part of your team. And if you think of them as part of your team, you can then use some active imagination and have meetings with them. This is kind of like a mastermind, if you will, from Napoleon Hill. He would sit and have meetings with his mastermind group or his group of consuls, if you will, in his mind, and he would ask them questions and get answers from them. So even if you don't have a physical team, you can have a virtual team, and that teamwork can help you decide what actions to take, what not to take, and perhaps provide some insights into other aspects. So again, when we start looking at this work ethic, it's not just work in producing, you know, in labor, in being an entrepreneur or solopreneur or working for a company. This work ethic permeates all of your life. And again, how you do anything is a reflection of how you do everything. So take a look at those points that I mentioned, rate yourself on them, and then make the appropriate changes, either get with a friend, get with a coach, get with somebody, and have them assist you in fine-tuning those characters so that you'll be able to develop a wonderful, strong work ethic. Well, thank you for listening, and I'm open for plenty of feedback, so please provide your feedback on this podcast or even the website or any other things that you may want to share with me at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a direct note or a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.